Yes, you see, the thing is, Earth is not... How can I put this?
Sinclair scratched his head.
The people of Earth are not, broadly speaking, aware that all this is going on. But don't get me wrong, it's a wonderful and much-loved part of Xertex-controlled space. It's just a little...
backward.
Not quite the word I was reaching for.
Sinclair bolstered his waning smile a little.
You see, it was felt that were we to just abduct you, just snatch you out of your cell, then people might ask questions. We didn't feel the Earth was ready for the truth yet, so it was agreed that we would cover our tracks.
You started the prison riot?
Well, possibly. I mean, yes, almost certainly. We sent down a number of parasitic organisms, which probably took over some of the guards and inmates, driving them to act unusually.
Those bug things? Yeah, I saw those.
Right, yes, those bug things. But you see, the thing is, there was a slight miscalculation, and we may have sent a few too many.
How many too many?
Sinclair studied his basketball.
You know, 3 or 4 trillion.
Jesus! And how many were you supposed to send?
6?
I'm not sure I'd call that a slight miscalculation.
Yeah, our aim was to keep the authorities occupied while we took you away and leave enough chaos behind that they'd assume you'd escaped.
But?
We may have accidentally killed everyone.
The whole prison?
Yes.
Sinclair waved the basketball vaguely in the air.
And, you know, the rest.
The rest?
Yes.
The rest of what?
Oh, just the rest in general. Of the planet.
Cal felt a pressure in the center of his chest and a burning somewhere deep inside his brain, like he was suffering a heart attack and a stroke at the same time. His lungs and voice box chose that moment to both stop working. It took him several attempts to squeeze out his next sound, and it wasn't really worth the effort.
Hmm?
Well, it's our fault entirely. All I can do is apologize and assure you we've taken steps to prevent this sort of thing from happening again.
You killed everyone?
More or less.